Foray English.
What have former French President Nicolas Sarkozy, ex-Beatles singer John Lennon, and female tennis champion Maria Sharapova got in common? They all share a passion for philately, or stamp collecting. As fewer people send letters to one another, the hobby of stamp collecting has steadily been in decline. But in tough economic times, the market for desirable stamps has been booming. A rare stamp in mint condition can hold real value. Collectible or limited edition stamps can sell for many times their original value. Stamps can even attract serious investors. The Treskilling Yellow, a Swedish stamp originally printed in 1855, was sold at a private auction in 2010 for the sum of $2.3 million. Stamp memorabilia is also a flourishing business, as they provide great souvenirs for important occasions. They can commemorate important anniversaries, such as Queen Elizabeth II's Diamond Jubilee, or celebrate enduring cultural icons, like the Beatles. Some argue that stamp collecting is also a great way to learn about other nations and their cultures. Interest in stamp collecting has also grown in emerging economies, such as India and Brazil, as it provides a sound and stable investment opportunity for collectors. In China, where stamp collecting was once seen as a potentially subversive activity, it is now a thriving hobby for millions. Chinese stamps produced in the 1960s during the Cultural Revolution are especially highly prized, compared with European stamps from the same period. In the UK, the Royal Mail recently issued a variety of stamps to honour each gold medal winner from Great Britain's successful Olympic team. Stamps are therefore used as a way to venerate national heroes. Although she herself appears on many UK and Commonwealth stamps, one of the largest collections belongs to Queen Elizabeth II, as she inherited the treasured set from her father, King George V. He amassed a huge compendium after visiting many countries around the world. So, while some people see stamp collecting as a boring sideline for grey-haired men, it can prove to be an educational and financially astute pastime.
Takeaway English from bbcukchina.com.